Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We love your comments and your posts.
Yes, we sure do. I want to say thank you so much to SD Mom Melissa.
Yeah, she commented under last week's post about we were talking with timeouts and encouraging words. How do you use positive reinforcement? How do you use timeouts? But she took it in a whole different direction. Was like, hey, SD Mom Steph and SD Mom Amber, what about biting?
Oh, man, biting.
I'm sure she had to put her kids out on timeout for biting, as I have done that with my three-year-old Stella. She is the biter. She literally bit my son's face yesterday. So we're going through the same thing, Melissa. We actually have a book. It's so cute. It's with dinosaurs. And the title is, it's either like, don't bite or we don't bite. And it's so cute. So throughout, it's like, we don't bite, Grandma.
I'm trying to think if I know that book. I feel like I do. Is it like a series of dinosaur
books?
It's a series.
Books,
like how do like, dinosaurs go to bed? Or...
Yep. And no hitting, no pushing, sharing, biting though.
So what do you do now? What are her punishments when she is biting?
We've been doing the timeouts, but the timeouts aren't really working for us anymore.
Have you bit her back?
I know. We should. And it's a whole thing trying to get my son now to just come to us versus fighting back. That's a whole other ordeal.
Like, well, here's the thing. If you get bit, it's almost your natural reaction to do something back.
Yep,
you know,
exactly.
Even as a parent, I've been bit by my kids when they were little. And gosh, it took me everything inside of me not to bite them back.
I know.
But I feel like the reaction they get after biting somebody, like if they bit me, I would be over the top with my response. Like, you know, like make it seem like they really hurt me, made them feel bad.
Oh.
Yeah. Biting your sibling, you can't really tell him to over-dramatize the response. Especially if he's responding with more physical violence.
Yes.
What's going on in your house, Steph?
I know. So we finally broke through Bryce, and he doesn't really fight back because it hurts, so he'll cry and he'll come to us. We have put Stella on the timeout for biting, and she has apologized. And you could tell this last time when she bit his face.
Did she leave a mark?
Yes,
oh,
she left a mark,
man.
And she felt bad. She started crying then.
Oh, good. Well, I mean, I was just going to say good, but
exactly.
Good.
So I don't know what else to do, though, and I wish I had more advice for you, SD Melissa, with, I don't know
how
what.
How to stop the biting.
Yes, yeah. Because our daughter is the eater, too. So I think she's just used to biting. And I know maybe that was her first way of getting my son off of her during a fight one time. She bit him. So now that's just her go-to mechanism.
It's
like, oh, biting worked. So we'll keep you updated. Melissa, tell us, too, what things you have tried. Let's follow up with you, SD Melissa. SD Mom Melissa. I love this. And we're bringing in another SD Mom, Jessica.
Yay! Producer Jessica. Now, I'm very excited because you're a newly SD Mom to be.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I still don't know what the sex of the baby is going to be. Yeah. I know you went yesterday, and I know you revealed it on John and Tammy this morning. Mm-hmm. I purposely did not listen because I wanted to give you the opportunity to do another gender reveal.
Yay, that makes me so happy.
Now, do you still have the lightsaber? Because this is how Jessica did it. Super
it's
cute and clever
out.
Way.
Okay. It's in the other room.
The other room.
She's too tired.
I'm tired.
Isn't this a cute idea of revealing the sex? She bought lightsabers because her and her guy, Jeff, are all into Star Wars, doing a whole Star Wars theme. So she bought a 12-pack of lightsabers on sale, and they can either go pink or blue.
I love it. Now, is this like your gender reveal? Are you going to do another gender reveal?
That's it. This is it. Yeah, we were going to do a big party or anything like that. That's too many parties. Excuse me. Being a mom. pregnancy is awesome.
She's been having heartburn
bad heartburn
this week.
And I'm burping all the time.
Isn't it an old wives tale? If you have really bad heartburn, the baby's going to come out like with a head full of hair.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah.
I have heard that. Who knows? Anyways, so back to, there's so many parties. The gender reveal is just another party. And I'm like, why have to take all this stress and plan another thing to get everybody together? Because it's, no, we're not going to do that. We'll just do, I'll call my mom and then for friends and everybody else on Facebook, we just did a little video and we did it on John and Tammy this morning too.
Okay, so let's reveal.
Wait, listen to the sweet call that she had with her mom.
Mom?
Yeah?
It's a boy.
I'm so happy.
Are you crying?
No, of course not.
Oh, she's crying.
I'm just so happy for both of you.
Thank you.
This is fabulous.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Now you're going to make me cry. Yeah.
I guess I can't have four generation of girl pictures then.
No, sorry, Mom. Maybe the next one.
All right. I guess I bought the dress a little early.
You did buy the dress a little early.
So it's a boy.
Yay! So you have a blue lightsaber.
Yes.
Yes.
We're really excited. It's I've always wanted a boy. And I always said, you know, I would like a boy and a girl, but I've always wanted a boy first.
Like you've pictured yourself
with
a boy.
Yeah, I've always pictured myself with a boy. And even as I got older, I was like, I still really want a boy. Like and I think boy stuff is so cute. Like little suits. There is nothing better in this world than a little boy in a little suit.
With a little bow tie.
Oh my gosh.
How cute.
I can't wait.
How was daddy's response? Did he cry?
You know, it's so funny. I haven't cried at all in this entire experience. Like the first time we went to the doctor, when we found out we were pregnant, I haven't cried at all. He has cried multiple times.
He's done it enough, like, for you.
The day I told him, yeah, we are for sure pregnant, he cried all day.
Oh, what
it was so sweet. And I'm just like, I can't cry at all. Like, I should be crying. I cried when Cardi B announced her pregnancy on Saturday Night Live, but yet I can't cry at my own baby. What is wrong with me? I'm like, what is happening? But yeah, so he got really emotional. He wanted a girl, but he knew the second that he wanted a girl that it would be a boy. So he'd already accepted it, and he's excited about a boy. So
when is the due date?
September 4th. Right now I think they might move it up based on the baby's size that they saw yesterday.
Why is the baby big?
I guess a little bit, only like 4 days.
Oh, well,
is what,
still.
Yeah, he measured. So it wasn't like a big thing. So it might be like September 1st or August 30th, too.
Believe me, at the end of your pregnancy, you're going to be really glad that they changed the due date. You're like, thank God, get it out of me.
Please. Please. But the sonogram experience was so fun. Like, he was moving the entire time. He was doing flip-flops and somersaults, which I haven't felt him move once. And for the amount that he moves, I'm kind of glad on that because he wouldn't stop moving.
And can't feel him?
I still haven't felt him yet.
Wow. Did they do the 4D ultrasound, or was it just a normal one?
It was just
one?
A regular ultrasound, yeah. A normal one. And like, we even saw, they had his face up and he was like moving his mouth. You could see his mouth moving. I was like, that's trippy. Yes. And he'd cross his little arms and cross his little legs and have his arms up by his head. I'm like, this is so crazy.
It was actually one of my favorite parts of being pregnant was the big ultrasound, because there's so much that happens in that ultrasound that I didn't expect. Like Jessica was just saying, all those great moments of watching the baby and seeing the baby move and how detailed they get when they're doing all their measurements of the head and the heart. And look here. I had no clue. Isn't that amazing?
Did you find out with Claire, your baby, if it was a girl or a boy?
Not with Claire, because she was our third, and we already had a boy and a girl. So we're like, let's actually do the surprise. So we told the person doing the whole ultrasound, don't tell us the sex, don't tell us the sex. And if you see something, don't tell us, which was fine, because with our second child, the first thing we thought we saw was a penis, but it wasn't. They're like, no, this is a girl. We're like, well, what the heck was that thing? And they're like, oh, it must have been an arm or a foot or something moving around.
So I have a question then. Yes. Since you did it both ways, you were surprised with your last one, but the first two, you found out the sex.
Yes.
What was a better experience, or was there a better experience between the two?
I liked finding out the sex early, because then I was able to prepare a little bit more, get more gifts, get more hand-me-downs early, but we already had everything we really needed for the third baby no matter what. So that's why it didn't matter to me. And the moment of the doctor saying, it's a girl, like at that point, I'm just tired. Like, get the baby out of me. I don't care if it's a boy or a girl.
Just get it out.
Yes.
That's fine.
Oh, that's exciting. I couldn't wait. Every time I had my 20-week ultrasound appointment, I was like, tell me. Yeah, I'm just the worst at surprises.
I had a hard time waiting till 20 weeks because I was like, I just want to know. Can't I know? And you can do the genetic testing and know earlier, but we decided not to do that. This time around, and the waiting, the anticipation was so crazy. I just like every day, I'm like, I want to know.
So your appointment was like in the afternoon yesterday.
Yes.
Was the first part of the day just so slow? Was it like dragging?
Yesterday went by so slow.
Just get me out of here.
And I wasn't feeling good, and I'm just like, I just want to go and get this done. And like my whole family's texting me. We're waiting. I'm like, I told you the appointment's at 1:30.
That's so funny.
My boyfriend's mom had gotten to the ultrasound appointment before us and went and like knocked on the door. Like, are they here yet? I'm like,
oh my God.
I told you she was there like before 1:00. I was like, oh my gosh.
That's exciting though. That just shows you she's going to be a very involved grandma. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then afterwards we went over to Walmart. Yes. And picked out our first couple outfits.
Yay!
Oh, I love
which
it.
Was really fun.
I'm
that
so
was
excited.
So exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And real quickly, do you have any pregnancy questions for me or Steph? Because we've gone through it quite a few times.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, there's been a lot. And we've already talked, you know, off air about a couple things. But I want to know, what is the one thing that you wish you knew before you got pregnant or before you had kids? What is that one thing that you were like, I wish I would have known this?
I wish I would have known how hard breastfeeding was.
Okay.
It wasn't hard for me to breastfeed. I, you know, had enough milk, but it's just so exhausting and it's all on you. And like no one really prepares you for how exhausting and tedious that job is.
Especially the first couple of weeks, getting your body used to it, getting in a routine.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Nowadays though, they're so pro breastfeeding, so you will have tons of help at the hospital, especially with your first baby. They will have people coming in, lactation nurses, moving your hand around your breasts to make sure you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And they actually grabbed my husband's hands and was like, if your wife ever needs help, this is what you do. Smack,
yeah, totally.
He grabbed the hand, put it on my breast, was moving around. He's like, okay, what am I doing here? So
Kaiser, I have Kaiser. So they give classes. So, and they have like a bunch of different classes they want you to sign up for. In fact, I need to do that today.
Cool.
And one of them is a breastfeeding class. And then they also have breastfeeding support groups.
Yes.
After you give birth, which I thought was really cool, you know, if you're having a hard time.
Yeah.
So, I'm really excited about that. I'm trying to read a little bit and do some research. It's been hard because it's been so crazy busy lately.
With life.
With life. Like, life is crazy busy. And now I have this kid. I'm like, oh, I'm never going to sleep again.
So. I feel like I learned so much about being a pregnant woman that I forgot to read up on how to take care of a newborn. So like by the time I had the baby, I was a pro at being pregnant and I knew everything that was going on with my body. But then the moment I had the baby, I was like, oh my gosh, I should have read more books about having a baby.
What do I do with this thing?
I know, it was very confusing. It was, I was very into the pregnancy and I forgot about reading up on how to take care of a newborn. But you know what? That's when your instincts kick in and you just go with what you got. And
going back to your question, Jessica, I think don't overload yourself with too much knowledge either, though. That's what my pediatrician helped me with. He was like, there's so many classes. Don't get overwhelmed. Just take the one class so you and your guy can like swaddle a baby. You know, that it's a course.
Basics.
It's a crash course because there's some where it's like, every Friday for 8 weeks. It's like, just take the power course for a couple hours. If you feel good, then you'll be fine. Like,
yeah, that's I think that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to do that. And then plus, we'll have our parents around too.
That's
his
nice.
Mom will be around. My mom's going to come in for,
there
I think, a week or two once the baby's here.
You're going to be
I'm not super, like, I'm worried, but I'm not.
It's more of an anxious.
Yeah, I'm more anxious.
Yeah.
That's a great way to describe it.
The unknown.
Yeah.
The unknown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
going to
be just fine.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited. Congratulations.
Thank
Jessica.
You.
And thanks for joining our SD Chitter Chat with SD Mom Jessica joining the group now.
Yes.
We're going to check in with you because you're going to have some fun stories these next couple months.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait.
Oh, boy. I'm sure I will.
I'm SD Mom Amber. Thanks for joining.
And I'm SD Mom Steph. Thank you for commenting and keep asking us questions because we love to try to answer them and be involved in your life too. That sounded creepy.
involved.
Talk to you next week.
I love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.